From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Marty Johnson reporting. President Barack Obama says a ground offensive in Syria is not going to work, and that although the U.S. and Russia reached an agreement to avoid each other's aircraft in airstrikes over Syria, that's the only issue the two countries have agreed on since Russia began its campaign in Syria. President Obama says even though the Russians and Iran are now both in the country backing President Bashar al-Assad, their efforts will fail because they support a regime that the overwhelming majority of Syrian people view as not legitimate. Meantime, Turkey claims to have shot down an aircraft caught violating its airspace near the Syrian border, as Dorian Jones reports from Istanbul.
In a statement released by Turkey's Armed Forces High Command, it said one of its fighters shot down a plane coming from Syria that violated its airspace. Turkey said its fighters, under NATO rules of engagement, gave the plane three warnings. Under Turkish rules of engagement, any plane that violates its airspace from Syria risks being downed. The incident comes as Ankara has accused Russian warplanes deployed in Syria of violating its airspace and harassing its planes. Moscow claims any violation was accidental. Friday, Ömer Çelik, spokesman for Turkey's ruling AKP party, said efforts are underway to defuse tensions. Today, a Russian military delegation is visiting Ankara to meet its Turkish counterparts, he said. Dorian Jones, VOA News, Istanbul.
President Obama expressed concern about the outbreak of violence in Jerusalem today, calling on regional leaders to tamp down on rhetoric that might feed violence, anger, or misunderstanding. Earlier in the day, a Palestinian man posing as a journalist was shot and killed after stabbing and wounding an Israeli soldier outside a West Bank settlement. This is VOA News. The president spent most of the day welcoming South Korea's President Park Geun-hye in a show of unity as the allies looked to deter nuclear-armed North Korea while leaving the door open to negotiations.
Pyongyang needs to understand that it will not achieve the economic development it seeks so long as it clings to nuclear weapons. In contrast, President Park has articulated a better vision, a unified Korea, free from the fear of war and nuclear weapons, and that's a vision that we very much support.
The two leaders shared an Oval Office meeting, followed by a working lunch on the docket, sharing notes about their respective meetings with Chinese President Xi Jinping and the often touchy relations between China, Japan, and South Korea ahead of a summit in Seoul next month. Hungary closed its border with Croatia at midnight Friday to contain the flow of thousands of migrants arriving daily in the country before traveling on to northern Europe. A final group of several hundred migrants was permitted across the border shortly before it was sealed at midnight local time. A fence along the frontier is already in place. Hungary sealed its border with Serbia in September with similar fences. In response to the Hungarian move, Slovenia announced Friday that it is suspending all train services to Croatia. The UN Refugee Agency warns that Greece cannot cope with the flood of refugees and migrants on its shores because it lacks proper facilities to register and screen them. Lisa Schlein reports from Geneva.
The UN Refugee Agency reports refugees and migrants are arriving in Greece at a much faster rate than they can be processed. And this, it says, is increasing tensions, violence, and chaos. The UNHCR says a violent flare-up in a crowd on the island of Lesbos Thursday forced its staff to be evacuated briefly from a registration site. It says this was going on while thousands of refugees and migrants were arriving by sea from Turkey. The agency says an upsurge in sea crossings over the past couple of days has increased the death toll. In one incident, authorities report seven people drowned following a collision between a smuggling boat and a Greek Coast Guard vessel. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
And it is World Food Day, the day that marks the founding of the United Nations Food and Agriculture Organization 70 years ago following World War II. The day is observed every year to raise awareness about the ongoing problems of hunger and poverty. The theme of this year's World Food Day is social protection and agriculture, breaking the cycle of rural poverty. That is in line with the FAO's new State of Food and Agriculture report that called for sustained private and public investments in social protections for the poor. Despite being enough food for all, according to the United Nations, nearly 800 million people go to bed hungry each night. I'm Marty Johnson.
That's the latest world news from VOA.